Friday the 20th of August, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel, Insights into Parashas Kitetze.
Now, Sedra Kitetze is unique in one aspect, and that is, it has more mitzvahs, aseh and lois aseh, than any other Sidra in the Torah. There are 27 mitzvahs aseh, 47 lois aseh, gives you a total of 74. No other Sedra can match that. People, I believe, think that whatever is written in these Sidras, Kiseta, Kisova, etc., they were all said towards the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Now, I cannot accept that for a number of reasons. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu would not delay. If he was told by the Ribbon Shalom, this is a mitzvah I want you to tell Klal Yisrael, he would do so. Most unlikely he'd wait until the last 36 days of his life and then pack it all in. Most unlikely. The reason why the Torah put it here, I don't know, but certainly Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael whatever there was to teach them when he had the tzivui. And we say, Moshe kibul Torah m'Sinai. But if you want any proof, I'll bring you a proof. The Gemara says the Benois Tzolofchod, when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we would like a share in Eretz Yisrael because we have no brothers, the Gemara says Chachmonia is saying they were very intelligent. Where do we see their intelligence? They said, if daughters don't count, why didn't our mother need Yibum? Now, where is the mitzvah of Yibum? In Sedra Kiseitze. So you see quite clearly, Hilchos Yibum were known well before the beginning of Mishneh Torah.
They didn't have a brother.
Pardon?
Didn't have a brother.
Ah, that's, you have to ask. Pardon? Ah, he did, thank you. So he did have brothers. Thank you. Thank you. I always need assistance. Now, the Chidah says on the pasuk Kiseitze Lamilchomo Al Oivecha. The last letters of Seitze and Milchomo and Al is Oihel. Because the success of our soldiers depends not on their prowess with weapons and their tactics, it depends on Ohlei Shel Torah. When Yidden are learning Torah in the Bote Midrash, then that is the recipe for success on the Kiseitze Lamelchomo Aloivecha. And the Gemara on Daf Yud Omid Aleph quotes a pasuk in Tilim, which tells us that Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechsiv, Oim dois hoyu ragleinu b'shoraych Yerushalayim, our feet were standing at your gates of Yerushalayim, mi gorem raglech shiyamoy b'milchama, what is it that caused David Hamelech's troops to succeed in battle? Share Yerushalayim, the gateways of Yerushalayim, Shehoyu Oiskim Batorah. They were Oisik Batorah. That is the secret of success on the battlefield. The next piece of Gemara is very illuminating. V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ma'i d'chsev shi ha'malus le'dovid, somachti v'oimim li beis Hashem Nelech. What did David mean when he said, I rejoiced when people said to me, Beis Hashem Nelech, let's go to the Beis Hashem. Is Omer David Nel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Nibbonei Shalom. Shomati Bnei Odom Shehoyo Imrim. I heard people say, Prunis of course, Mosai Yomus Zokin Zeh. When will this old man die? The Yodah Shalom Benoi Vivne Beis HaBchira. His son Shalom will build the Beis HaMikdosh. V'nadar Regu. These people realized that as long as David's alive, there'll be no Beis HaMikdash. There can't be. So they were looking forward to the death of David HaMelech, then we'll do the mitzvah of being Oile Rego. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they've got it wrong. Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki toiv yoim bechatsiri recho mi'elef. One day in your courtyards is better than 1,000. Meaning what? Toiv li yoim echol shato isik batoira lefonai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for me, I prefer one day of your study of Torah ni elef oilet she'osot shloimeh bincho lehakti lefonal gab mizbeach. Elef oilet yikrav shloimeh, the Pasuk says. In one day he would offer up 1,000 oilets. And these people were looking forward to this event. And the Kodesh Baruch said they've got it wrong. One day of David HaMelech's Torah is worth a lot more than 1,000 korbonis. And I believe the reason is this. It is most important, it's absolutely vital for all of us who learn Torah to improve our midas. What does the Pasuk say? Somachti, I was happy when people said we want to be Oile Rego. But hold on a minute, who's happy to hear about their own death? David HaMelech said, Samachti, I was happy. These people want to be Oile Rego. It gives me great joy to find Jesus wanting to do such a wonderful mitzvah. Well, hold on a minute. You've got to die first. Never mind, says David. What happens to me doesn't matter. What really happens is the mitzvah. What really is important is the mitzvah. Such humility, such bitul hayesh, that is it. What gave David's Torah this importance? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they've got it wrong, I prefer a day of your learning. Because your learning is combined with midas toivus, with humility, anova. That is what gives it its tremendous chashivas. And in fact, on the very same Omud, the Gemara gives us an insight into what Torah learning really means. Omar of Yitzhak, my crop, what is the meaning of the Pasuk, V'nosel achas min ha'orim ho'el v'choy? The person who killed somebody b'shoigig should flee to one of these cities and he should remain alive. Is Ovid le'midah de tehevele chayusa? Give him something which is his life. What does that mean? Tana Talmud Shagola. If a Talmud has to go into Golos, Megalin Rabbi Imoy. His Rebbe must go with him. Shenema Vochai. Ovid le midah de teve le chayusa. A Talmud who needs his Rebbe, he can't yet learn by himself. His life is his learning. If you cut him off from his Rebbe, you've killed him. So the Torah says that the Rebbe, who's completely innocent, he never killed anybody, but because his Talmud killed someone b'shoigig, he, the Rebbe's got to go into Golos. In order that the Talmud should have chiyus. Without learning, there's no chiyus. And the Gemara continues in the same vein. What happens if a Rosh Yeshiva killed somebody b'shoigig? The Galen Yeshiva also Imma, the Yeshiva has to go with. Because what's a Rosh Yeshiva without a Yeshiva? Yeah, I know he can sit and learn by himself, but that's not the same thing. A Rosh Yeshiva is used to the cut and thrust of pilfer with his Talmidim, whom with Talmidah Yosem, Mikulam, said Rav Yehuda Anossi. So, the Rosh Yeshiva without a Yeshiva, that's not life. It's breathing and eating and drinking, sleeping, but life it isn't. Life is Limud HaTorah Bechabura, and without that, the Rosh Yeshiva is lost, so the whole Yeshiva goes with him. That is Chiyus. And that was David HaMelech. That was his life. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan became mentally ill when his Chavrusa Rosh Lakish died. He didn't have the cuss and thrust. Nobody could ask kashas like Rish Lakish could. And when Rish Lakish died, this was missing from his life. So Nebuch, he was mentally ill. He couldn't recover from that. The Chachamim usually daven for a person who is ill, he should recover. But if Rabbi Yochanan would have recovered, he'd get ill again. There's still no Rish Lakish to ask kashas. So he was nifter, because he didn't have the chius of the shakl of a tariya of a Talmud Chobah like Rish Lakish. Chazal tell us that when we make a long bracha, it should be psicha ke'en chasima. The beginning and the end should be come together. There is something like this in Tzedek Yiseitze. We've just said that Yiseitze la melchoma aloivecha, the ike is, it should be backed up with limud haTorah. And how does the Sidra end? Zochar et ha'she osalacho amolek ba'derach v'tzeischem mimitzroyim. So the stress is on ba'derach v'tzeischem mimitzroyim, when they went out of Egypt, their first attack of Amolek. Why did Amolek attack? They were berafidim. Rofu yadeihem min ha'Torah. That's when Amolek has the ability to attack, when our learning of Torah is not up to standard. Now, I am a great champion of learning Chumash Rashi. And I've been a little bit involved in Chinuch for many years. And I've always stressed to the head of my department the importance of devoting time to Chumash Rashi. Now, when I was in Yisrael HaTorah a few years ago, the Rebbe believed in really solid learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, but not at the expense of Chumash Rashi. We always had to finish the Sedra or Sidra, if it were two, with Chumash and Rashi, and it doesn't matter how much Gemara we missed out, that was the Ikam. His name was Rav Nochem HaKohen Shlach. And I'm very grateful to him, but I must say that in this week's Sedra, and others also, Chumash and Rashi is not quite enough. There are certain important matters which Rashi expects us to discover by ourselves. Now, for example, this week's Sidra begins with the din of the Afas Toyah. Now, the Torah tells us that if you spot this woman and you fall in love with her, and you bring her into your home, and she has to weep her parents for a month. Achloikis, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Akiva, what does it mean? Rebbe Lezer says, literally her parents. Now she's been cut off from her parents, she'll never see them again. Rebbe Akiva says, she's saying, weeping goodbye to the Avodah Zorah. They used to call the Avodah Zorah their parents. And then she becomes your wife. Now this gives a very wrong impression. It seems the Torah has allowed us to marry a non-Jewish woman. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The achar kein tovoy elehu va'alta means after her geirus. She has to become a geirus. Without that, nothing doing. So the chidush is, according to Rashi, that you can more or less force geirus upon her, ba'al korcha. Normally you can't convert anybody to Judaism just because you want them to. And according to the Rambam, it doesn't work like that. According to the Rambam, you have to use gentle persuasion. And if after a year you have failed, v'shilachta l'nafsha, she can't be your wife. You have to send her away, and that's that, the end of that story. But there must be geirus. And if you look in the Targum Yonason, he says, befirish, v'yat belino v'gairo, there has to be tviro l'shem geirus. And then says the Yonason, v'shilachta l'nafsha, the get piturim. You've got to give it a get. It has been kedushin, obviously. There has to be a get. Torah shebiksav without Torah shebaalpeh makes no sense. Or the wrong sense. Agavurucha. That's right. According to Raman, achar tein means if there has been, as the Yonishma says, achar tein means after the tefillah and geiru. Then if you send her away,
yeah,
you need a get. But according to Rambam, of course, if she hasn't, if this condition is not there, there's no tefillah and geirus, then she'll have to renaf, she'll get this unto her height.
Yeah.
She's not Jewish and she can do what she likes. Agav Urcha. You all have had the pleasure of attending a chuppah and somebody's mechubed to read the ksuba. Why do we have to read the ksuba? Is it not a valid document without reading it? The answer is, in the olden days they never did it. This is something new. Vis-a-vis our religion, about 1,000 years old or so, mentioned by Rashi. In the olden days, the Erusin, Hariat Mekudeshes Libetabat Zu, and the Nisuin, that's the Chuppah and the Shel Avrochot, there were months in between, if not a year or more. So nobody ever raised a problem that the second Boire Priyagofen is Avrocha Levatov. But now we have the Erus and Nisuin together. If you make Boire Priyagofen and have a sip of wine, another Boire Priyagofen, it's Avrocha Levatov. So there has to be a hefsek between the first and the second Boire Priyagofen. And the Chachomim decided, well, let's read the Ksuba. Until I stood under the ksuba, under the chuppah myself, I didn't understand that. I thought, well, why not bring in the sports page of the Daily Telegraph and read that? But when I stood under the chuppah myself, I got the answer. As soon as I heard the achrayus, which is upon me, I completely forgot that first word in Priyagofen, I assure you. So it is to make a hefset, nothing else, nothing more lombish than that. Ah, yes. Now the date. Veshishi l'shabbos tisho yomim l'chodesh elul. That's what it would say, is it tonight? Maybe they'll see it, it's showing out a day out, it doesn't matter. Alright, so veshishi l'shabbos asara yomim l'chodesh elul. Now, if you've ever seen a live deck, it says Shishi b'Shabbos Asora Yomim Le Yerach Elul, not Chodesh Yerach. Why? Because it's Merubas in the Torah. Ubi Meged Geresh Yerachim in Sedra Rezoi Sabrocha. So Geresh and Yerachim. So when you have a Gerushin, you put in Yerach, not Chodesh. So that is why it says Uvachses Oviyaves Imo Yerach Yomim, not Chodesh Yomim. Why? To be Meramed, you're going to divorce her. You might fall in love with her because of her good looks, but you don't live with a woman with good looks, you live with a person. And as a person, you probably find out that the Zivug is not Oile Yofa, and you'll divorce her. That's why it says Yerach Yomim, not Chodesh Yomim. And as Rashi tells us, that when David HaMelech said in his great sadness, how comes my own son wants to kill me? So he was told the answer. Why didn't you darshan samuchos? After the parsha of Yefas Toya comes the parsha Ben Soira Amoira. So Umimegid Gerash Yerochim. Actually, Megid means sweetness. And all the sweetness lies in the Gerushin. You know, I like to chatter people. It's one of my habits. Bad habits. And I chattered my brother-in-law, Mr. Samson. He's a well-known, superb cipher. So I said to him, Chaim Yosef, how come you make your living out of unhappy people? We said, what do you mean? He says, they're unhappy before they come to me. I make them happy. Yes, that's the truth. Short-sightedness on my part. Now, the Torah says that if you decide that this is not your zivug, min hashomayim, so then it says, Lo shesama ba, you cannot ask her to work for you, and you cannot sell her the slave, because you've caused her all this sadness and inconvenience, and so you can't do this. Osman the Torah points out there's a psychological point here. The point being this. Most people have got seichel. They make a cheshbon. Is it worthwhile or is it not? So Rabbi Shimon says, listen, if you turn a blind eye to this woman's beauty and you take her in as a maid servant, a shifcha, or you think she might be useful to somebody else, and you can sell her. You know, prisoners of war were traded in those days, and so that is a disincentive of going ahead to marry her, because you think to yourself, if I'm thinking of marrying and I put her through the process of Ochtet of Yerushima Yerach Yomim, if after that I've changed my mind, I see the light, it's too late, I can't do anything. Mishilachter and Nafsha. Masha Ein Kain, if I don't put her through this ordeal, then I'm financially better off. So this is a disincentive of going ahead with this shidduch. The Mefarshim have all noted that the opening words, "Ki seitze la milchoma al oivecha," is beloshen yochid. Ki seitze, not seitzeu, but seitze loshen yochid. And they all say that this is a reference to our worst enemy, the Yetzirah. Ki seitze la milchoma al oivecha. You have to go to war with the Yetzirah. And if you do honestly battle with your evil inclination, then you're okay. Unsonai Hashem Kech Yodecha. Then the bunch will deliver him into your hand. The Medrash somewhere, I don't know where, that David killed the Yetzirah with fasting. Avram did better. There's a pasuk in Mishle, Birtzos Hashem Darkei Ish Gam Oivav Yashlim Itoy. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with a man's deeds, his enemy makes peace with him. So the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's avoider was so great that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the Yetzirah as a good friend. Gam Oivav Yashlim Gmach Cholim Item. So we have to go to war against the Yetzirah. The Gemara in the first parak of Brachos, Yargiz Adam, Yetzirah, you have to go Baroigel. But there's a Moyrdik of Ot Rabbi Isai from the Friedik of Bel Rav, the Sar Sholem. He says like this: what does Rashi say on the words, "Ki seitzel amilchoma aloi becha"? Said Rashi, the milchemes roshus hakos medabit. We talk about milchemes roshus, not a milchemes mitzvah. Says the Belderov the Chusayogan Aleinu. Chazal say, kadesh atzmecha b'mutaloch. It's not enough to fight the Yetzirah, to fight him off, when he's talking about telling us to do isurim. Even b'mutaloch, you must do battle with the Yetzirah. Because if you don't do battle the mutter will lead you to Issa. That's the way of the Yetzirah. So he says, "B'milchemes harshus hakosim davar." This milchomas hayetsa is b'milchemes rishus. Never mind what's osa. That you have to fight the Yetzirah with things which are osa. That is obvious. But even milchemes rishus, the Yetzirah can tell you, "Eat this. It's all kosher, isn't it?" Yeah, I'm just thinking of a Kiddush Shabbos morning, you can go and unfressen. So nowadays people give a right to Kiddush Shabbos morning, the cholent and kugel and cold meat and fish and very rice. You have a milchemes and a shus. Tell me, what about your wife? She was slaving over the hot kitchen stove to make a lovely Shabbos dinner. Now if you partake as much as you can in these Shabbos morning kiddushin, what will your wife think when you say, oh, sorry dear, I can't eat, oh, full up already. This is milchemes and a shus. Agav Urcha, talking about Milchemes Yetzer Hara, Rashi tells us in Sefer Noach, Ki Yetzer Leiv Ha'odom Ra Min Ne'urov. So Chazal say Ne'urov Lena'er means to stir. As soon as a baby stirs out of the womb, the Yetzer Hara is there. And the Yetzer Hara grows with a baby. Until, and he's got a free rein. There's no Yetzer Tov. When does the Yetzer Tov come into the picture? When you're bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. So I think one can say the Derech Rem is the following. Rivka Imenu had a very painful pregnancy. The pain was not the important problem. The important problem was that when she went past the place of learning, Yaakov struggled to get out. And when she went past the place of Avodah Zarah, Esau struggled to get out, and she thought she was carrying one child, and this child would be a Talmud Chochem with inclination to the Avodah Zarah. So she was shocked. Vatelach Lidroish Es Hashem. So she went to Shem Ben Noach, see what's going on. So he told her, calm down. Shneile Umen Bevitneich. You are expecting twins, and they're going to be as different as days from night. One will go this way and the other will go that way. And he ended up by saying, Virav Yavod Sohir. The older will be the servant of the younger. In plain words, Esau will have to be the Eved of Yaakov. And that is Shatter. When she told Yaakov, dress yourself up and pretend you're Esau, so Yaakov said, he can't do that. If father finds out, he'll give me a klala. So she replied, Olai tilalascho b'ni. I'll take the klala upon myself. Well, all right, that's posh of shat. Says Targum Unkelus, that's not of shat. He says, Elai misamar minavio. I was told by a novi that you will not get any klalas. When did the novi say that? He said, "Varav Yavoy Tzoya." He said that the older will have to be the servant. So I asked you, Shaila Rabbi Tzai, if you have a servant and a master, and you've got one brocha, who do you give it to? The servant or the master? Obviously, you give it to the master. Oh, so she said, I was told by the Novi that the brochas are yours by right because Rav Yavoy Tzoya. One could perhaps, the Derech Drush say the following. We've established that the Yetzer Ra is 12 or 13 years older than the Yetzer Tov. Is that Pshat V'Rav Ya'avoy Tzoya? In the ideal situation, the older one, the Yetzer Hara, must come become the Eved of the Yetzer Tov, who is that much younger.